everyone, and welcome to TRT. We are going to listen to the Scream trailer. I am very excited. I actually went and watched the first four trailers, like the original ones that came out, to see just what they looked like. And so now I'm looking up Scream's trailer. I can see that it's out. I have not watched it yet because I would like my first like reaction to be with this. Here we go. Y'all are getting my live reaction, so we'll see how this goes.
This isn't funny, Amber.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
So far. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Something about this one just feels different.
Samantha? I know who you are. I've been through this. A lot. This is your life now, which means that whoever this is gonna keep coming for you. You ready? For this? Never.
There's certain rules to surviving.
It attacks all on people related to the original killers. Whatever his link is to our past, it's pulled us all back here. And I won't sleep until he's in the ground.
Forgot that the one girl's name is Tara, so it caught me so off guard. Since he said Tara, I was like, what? I don't know how I feel about if that's going to be the opening kill, because I've heard different rumors on that she survives the opening. Also don't know if that is the opening. That lead scene, it's the girl from You. I did catch that it says that the killer seems to be going after people related to the original killers. I've heard rumors that some of the characters are related. Like, I think one of them is Stu's cousin, and there's rumors that one of the new kids is actually Billy's kid. So who knows how true that is. But I'm very excited. I'm definitely watching this again. It's funny watching, because this is the same one that leaked the Spanish version. Knowing what they're actually saying now is hilarious. Jenna Ortega is who they show in the beginning, and I can't tell if that's the opening kill. I do like the technology aspect where it's unlocking and locking the doors. I think that was an interesting thing. I'm very excited to watch this again. I'm not gonna lie. As soon as this is over, I'm gonna rewatch it. I am very, very excited for this. They sent out a thing on Twitter. If you liked their tweet, you would receive exclusive notifications until opening day. And I got a tweet from the Scream account saying, incoming call, stay tuned for more killer exclusive content until opening day, and it's a video.
Looks like I am a fan. What's your name? I want to know who I'm looking at. Looks like I am a fan.
That's cool. So if I start getting weird shit like that from now until January, like, I'm so in. I did like that the killer was saying it's an honor, because the tagline on the poster is, it's always someone you know. So I don't know if that's the new kids, it's someone they know, or if it's Sydney, because if it's Sydney, then why do they say it's an honor? Is it an honor to kill her? Is it an honor to meet her? What have you. It does seem like Gail and Dewey are split, because it kind of looked like Dewey was living by himself. It's interesting to see, like, the continuation, like, of four, where Sydney's not holed up somewhere. Like, she's out and about. And seeing her and Gail team up again. Because that was the thing with four, was that it was... It seemed almost awkward between the two. And I don't know if they were trying to push that it was awkward because Sydney's book is such a success and Gail is in a writer's block and can't write. Plus, her marriage is whatever it was. Like, I couldn't tell that. I will say, David Arquette looks fantastic in this. Like, I do like that they took him away from the goofy-looking Dewey mustache, and he actually has, like, some scruff, and he looks... Not that he doesn't look like Dewey, but, like, he looks more like David Arquette, because I think if he came in like he did on 4 and just had the mustache, like, that he looks goofy. So I'm very excited. Probably gonna watch it again. And now that I've got my first reaction down, so I'm gonna pause this, rewatch it, and see if I notice anything else. And then I'm trying to give a quick, like, play-by-play of everything that I see watching it, like, dissecting it. So we have Tara, who is texting with Amber, and it looks like they're kind of debating on who's gonna go to whose house. And Tara's saying, "Mom's out of town again. You should come over here." And she's saying, "Free dinner, mini binge watching options." And Amber tells her she has to do better. So she says there's an unlocked liquor cabinet. Her home phone's ringing, and we don't really know what's happening for the rest of it. But we see Amber says, "What the fuck, are you okay?" And then she says, "You should answer it." And Tara's like, "I didn't, how did you know that my landline was ringing?" And she says, "This isn't Amber." I don't like that the first line that we hear from Ghostface is a line from Saw. So I'm really hoping this isn't the opening kill. Like, if you're gonna go with the whole let's play a game, like, have a line about movie trivia. Like, say, "Do you like trivia?" or something. But I guess it's supposed to be menacing. So, like, having Ghostface be like, "Do you like movie trivia?" would be super dumb and nerdy. Like, fingers crossed, we've been hearing, like, this is her, like, she's heard the creepy call already, and she's like, "This isn't funny, Amber," like, as if they've been calling. So hopefully this isn't the first Ghostface line. It sucks that it's the first Ghostface line in this trailer, but fingers crossed it's not the same in the movie. Also, as someone named Tara, I think back to Scream 4, the line where Kirby is, like, so excited that Ghostface is talking to her, like, she's biting her nails with anticipation. As someone named Tara, like, hearing Ghostface say my name over and over again, it's pretty fucking cool. I really wonder if, because with the original movie, caller ID seemed to be one of those things that, like, became more popular, not necessarily saying it was because of Scream, but from Scream 1 to 2, there is, like, that distinct moment of, well, we have caller ID now. And so I'm wondering if this movie will do the same thing, but people with smart locks to kind of be like, maybe I want to disable these smart locks so no one hacks into it and locks and unlocks my door. Sydney is wearing a ring on her, it's her right hand, but she seems to be wearing a band while she's working out. So one of the rumors is that she is married and that the name of her husband is kind of a nod to something. So a lot of people are wondering if her husband's name is Mark, to be like Mark Kincaid from 3, the cop. The only thing is on her right hand, so I don't know. But I've heard rumors that she's married and has a kid. There are multiple scenes in the trailer where new kids versus original returning casts are together talking. They spliced it together to look like all the same scene, but it looks like they're at some sort of, like, I don't want to say it's a bar because these are high school kids, but, like, maybe it's... Well, I will say Sam is the older sister, so maybe it's a bar. But there's, like, arcades and, like, glowing lights and things, but then it also looks like there's a party scene. So it could be Tara's age group has the party scene at Stu Mocker's house because Amber lives in Stu Mocker's house. And I think that's interesting because in 4, whenever we go over all the Scream movies, I'm going to have tons of fun facts. But here's one early for you. In the original Scream 4 script, the house that Kirby lives in is supposed to be Stu Mocker's house, but they ended up not being able to do it, and so they had to change it to just being a regular old house. So to see this come in with this movie from Radio Silence is interesting. Like, but we see a scene where they're all sitting around talking with Dewey at his house, and then we see them at another house talking. So where he's telling like the rules and all that. So I'm very curious. I also really like the shot of Ghostface like lifting his arms, and you see the shadow like on the building. I thought that was a really cool look. I'm also wondering if the kid in the Woodsboro jacket is one of Martha's kids. I can't tell. I don't know these actors well enough to know if that's just a random kid or if that is. Because it happens, you see it so fast. We see someone in a Woodsboro Letterman jacket getting stabbed. And I know Martha, Randy's sister, is in this and has two kids. And her kids are part of the new cast. So I don't know if he gets attacked, and maybe that's what brings everybody back, because they talk about in this that there were three attacks, but they say that it's three attacks from the killers, like related to the killers. You never see her face when she says that line. It cuts to someone else. So I'm wondering if that's a dubbed line. If that is Martha Meeks' kid getting attacked in the Woodsboro jacket, that kid's related to Randy. Unless Martha slept with Billy or Stu, which she's the younger sister. Not to mention we're 25 years from the original Scream and these kids are in Letterman jackets. So unless this is like a 20-something still wearing a Letterman jacket, I don't see how that's plausible. Randy wasn't a killer, so that's why I'm wondering if that's just a dubbed line. It's not supposed to be killer, it's supposed to be victims. But I'm wondering, because that would be three attacks. Scream starts off with the attack for when Steve Orth dies. He's the first to die in Scream, and he's wearing a Letterman's jacket. So it could be a callback to that, because promotional items, there's a picture of Tara standing on the phone, like picking a knife out of the knife, like stack thing, like Drew Barrymore, who plays Casey Becker, is in the original. And people have made references to both of those. One other thing is the poster that's out now. People think it looks very similar to the Stab poster. So I'm wondering if we're gonna see anything with Stab in this, or if we're just not even gonna talk about Stab at all. And there is the hospital scene with Dewey. Like, you see, it's Tara's sister is who Sydney is talking to Sam. She's talking to her at the hospital saying, this will be your life now. Like, someone will keep coming. Which, you know, she did that with 4, and in 4, that person was the killer, so maybe you shouldn't give advice to just random people. She's giving Sam advice in the hospital, and then we see a hospital scene, and there's a clip of someone, like, going in a wheelchair down the hallway with Ghostface behind him. And I'm wondering if that's Tara, because then it could be that Ghostface came back to the hospital to attack, and I'm wondering if the hospital's like a big scene, because you see Dewey following behind with a gun, him and Ghostface getting into a scuffle. So I'm wondering if the hospital is also a big scene. And I'm wondering if this movie ends, because there is a brief clip of a party scene, if it ends at Stu Mocker's house. Because I hope it doesn't end in a hospital, because that'll be the second movie in a row that's ended in a hospital. And I wish 4 hadn't have even ended in a hospital. I wish it would have ended with the scene with the reporters asking Jill how it feels to like be the final girl. I think that would have been fucking brilliant. I'm also wondering if Dewey bites it in the hospital, because later on in the trailer you see a clip of Gail like screaming and there's ambulances and stuff behind her, so it would make sense it's late at night at a hospital and next morning they're clearing out the bodies and they find Dewey. We also see Judy, who is rumored to be the new sheriff, who is like screaming, flying down the road in what looks to be a cop car. There is like a super wicked scene of Ghostface stomping on someone's ankle, and like, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I'm not into that at all. And then you also have a kitchen fire in Stu Mocker's kitchen. Because, you know, the ending of Scream is in the big kitchen scene. I can't tell if it's Ghostface, because it kind of looks like Ghostface is on fire. And wouldn't that be crazy if there's multiple killers and you just set one of them on fire? Like, hell yeah. I like the line, "It's an honor to meet you." Because that is just chilling. And with the tagline on the poster, it's always someone you know. Does that mean that they know who the killer is? And is that new cast or old cast? Does the new cast know who the killer is because it's one of their friends, or is it someone Sydney knows? And then you gotta think, well, who old does Sydney know that's still alive? I am super pumped. That was the trailer. I'm probably gonna go on Reddit and read and see what everybody else's thoughts are too, because I can't help myself. But there have been a ton of people that are like, well, based on spoilers that we've heard months ago, and this trailer, we can assume that these spoilers were correct, because people lie all the time on these. And so I've been trying to avoid that stuff like the plague, because, and we'll talk about this more in the Scream 4 episode, back in the day when Scream 4 was filming, Tumblr was really big, and there was this Tumblr account called Banana Docs, and they went to where Scream 4 was filming, and they posted stuff all the time on their Tumblr page, and I followed that Tumblr page religiously. And so I ended up spoiling a lot of Scream 4 for myself. And then because Scream was so big on Tumblr, the killers leaked like the day before the movie came out. So I knew it was Jill and Charlie. And so like that kind of ruined that for me. So I'm really trying not to ruin this. Because like I've already ruined I've already ruined Halloween Kills for myself because I read the script. So I'm really trying to like not do that with Scream because it's my favorite. So I don't know. We'll see. Do I have enough self-control? That's the big question. So let me know your thoughts about the trailer. You love it. You hate it. You're stoked for another Scream. You think it's bullshit they're doing another Scream. If you think that, we're going to have words. But let me know all your thoughts. I'm all over social media on Twitter at @terror_t, over on Instagram at @terror.t. We're also on Facebook in the Terror T group. You'll catch horror news, trailer drops, polls, sneak peeks for episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. So come join us over there. If you dig what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you really like it, leave me a 5-star review. Again, I'm your host, Tara, and this has been Terror T.